Welcome to the Fleet FYI's podcast, the weekly podcast by Utilimark that reveals how you can make the most of your data for smarter fleet management. My name is Gretchen, and every week I'll be sharing with you not only over two decades worth of data insights, but some of the industry's hottest talking points and key metric analysis with the aim to help you better understand your fleet from every angle. Before we begin, if this is the first time you've heard our show, thanks for stopping by. Once you finish today's episode, if you could take a few minutes to leave us a review on your favorite podcasting platform, I would really appreciate it. Give us a rating, 5 stars, I hope, or tell us what you liked, or leave us a comment or a question about what you've heard in today's episode. If we haven't yet covered a topic that you're interested in hearing more about, let us know. We would be happy to go over it in detail in a later episode. Let's dig in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Fleet FYI's podcast. Before we get started with today's show, I wanted to bring to your attention a super cool new resource that I've got fresh off the press and ready for you. I am talking about our Emerging Vehicle Technology Survey. It is now ready for you guys to get your hands on. All you need to do is pop in your information over at www.utilimark.com/emerging-vehicle-tech, and you'll be able to find the survey results coming to you in your inbox very shortly. But the reason I'm so excited about it is because it covers a lot of the information and I think questions that are really important to ask when it comes to adopting new tech within your fleet. One, are you actually ready for it? Is your team ready for it? Are you at a point where you're able to adopt and adapt, and also what technology might be the best for your fleet? Because of course, every single fleet is not going to have the same needs. And for example, if you're looking to be sustainable or you're looking just for a reliable reporting fleet, your needs might be different and the technology solutions could be different too. So make sure you guys check it out. I want you to get your hands on it. It's completely free and I can't wait to see what you guys think. But now that we have that out of the way, let's get into the show. The topic for today's episode, I think, is a highly underrated one. And I say that for a couple of reasons. So just to cut to the chase, the topic today is excessive idling. It's more specifically excessive idling trends. And, you know, what I think is so underrated about this topic is that everyone knows that idle mitigation is something that potentially they should be looking at, whether it's from the perspective of greenhouse gas emissions or trying to cut down on fuel usage, whatever it is. It can also actually be a massive cost-saving opportunity for fleets. So like I said, you know, there's some fuel consumption piece in there, and you know, there's also a way to not burn out your vehicle as much. But overall, excessive idling trends can be an absolute nightmare for budget-conscious fleets. While burning fuel in an idle vehicle, it increases fuel spend, like I mentioned, and it lessens fuel efficiency. These aren't the only ways that unproductive idling can actually contribute to fleet expenses. And you might think, well, are you sure? Yes, I am. And here's why. A lot of fleet managers are utilizing idle reduction tools to not only decrease this fuel consumption and their emissions as a result, but as a strategy to entirely reduce their fleet costs. And with budget cuts happening all around the world, all around the country, opportunities for scaling back unnecessary spend are top of mind, for good reason, for every fleet manager today. So this is where I say that luckily there are numerous ways to successfully approach this challenge. And, you know, one thing I'd really like to bring forward is that if you are looking at outsourcing your data, there are ways to be able to distinguish unproductive idlers and understand general idling trends within your fleet. It all depends on the technology you're utilizing. For example, telematics can be a really great way to do it. Also, if you're looking at your utilization reporting, there's a lot of ways to be able to understand by category or vehicle class what the engines are doing when they're actually idling. Is it a productive idle? Is it an unproductive idle? There's a lot you can take a look at. But what I'd like to do is take a deeper dive at some of the ways that an implementation plan and potentially a dashboard that covers your idle reporting can help you cut down on your fleet costs. So the saying of idle reduction equals cost reduction can be true in a variety of ways, but let's start with reducing maintenance costs as the first and foremost reason as to why you should look at your idle. So a running vehicle, whether in motion or not, causes wear and tear on the engine and other parts. I'm sure all of you probably know this by now, but the question is, what does this mean for vehicles that are excessively idling? Well, in short, it means that while your pickup truck's odometer might read 10,000 miles, it might feel far more used when factoring in the additional wear due to time that the engine was actually running. So it might not have miles recorded, but the engine was running as it was idling and being unproductive, potentially, as a result. And what happens when your engine is running more is needing maintenance services more frequently. Oil changes, spark plug replacements, you name it. And in this case, if you look at an idle report or an in-depth usage analysis, wow, why is that word so hard to say? I will blame it on a Friday brain for you guys. But if you look at an in-depth usage analysis, it can help you distinguish unproductive from productive idle time. So also, you can point out which vehicle classes or even specific vehicles are the greatest, what they call offenders, and helping you get to the root of the problem before it becomes an issue. The second point here is looking at the improvement of vehicle lifetimes. So to get vehicle's age, people often take into account a vehicle's age and the mileage. And like I've mentioned before, once you factor in idle time over the vehicle's lifetime, you actually get a much more accurate idea of the vehicle's true quote-unquote age in terms of total wear and tear. If you go solely off of the vehicle mileage, it ignores many other factors that contribute to a vehicle's bill of health. By closely monitoring this wear before it does too much damage, fleet managers can actually create a much more accurate preventative maintenance schedule and therefore extend a vehicle's life cycle to the point where it's still profitable to be able to keep this vehicle on the road rather than too expensive to keep up. It also has the potential to help fleet managers avoid costly, unexpected repairs on underserviced vehicles due to a lack of consideration for idle time or at a not so great time if a vehicle is in the middle of a job or on the road and they need to stop for a repair. The third thing and the last thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about was cutting down total cost of ownership overall, or cutting down your TCO. So with fewer maintenance costs and an extended life cycle, we see how a better reporting and maintenance regimen can be a great tool for lowering the total cost of ownership for your fleet assets. If vehicles cost less money to manage, and they last longer before they're retired from the fleet, they become a better investment overall for fleet managers, just like you. So really, it's an all-around win. So while still a lot of fleet managers might believe that idle reduction reporting is a tool for sustainability or just to reduce fuel spend, what it actually does is provides us with actionable insights on how to target excessive idle, maintain vehicles more effectively, and the best thing is to achieve a cost-saving benefit, as I mentioned before. So with a solid understanding of how your fleet is performing, a lot of fleet managers can actually take action by implementing regulations around drivers idling, especially with such a clear tie to costs. There's a major incentive to monitor trends closely and to work to understand the metrics and associated impacts of idle as much as possible. I would love to know if you have any questions. If there's any questions on idle reduction reporting, what some of the benefits are, aside from the cost-saving benefits that I mentioned today, please let me know. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can send me an email. You can tag me on LinkedIn. Use the hashtag UtilimarkFleetFYIs, or should you so like to, you can send me a carrier pigeon, because we all know that I love that. And one more thing before I sign off for the week, I just wanted to mention, if you haven't already, I would so appreciate if you would rate and review our show on whatever podcasting platform you are currently listening to us on. We currently have a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and I would love to keep those numbers coming in super high. It really helps me out. It really helps the Utilimark team out, and it also helps us reach more folks like you and helps them find find our show. So please do give us a rate and a review if you feel so inclined. And aside from that, I will speak to you again next Friday, fresh from the Electric Utility Fleet Managers Conference in Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia. Ciao.